Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time now. So often on big report days, what's important is not what the report says, it's how the markets reacted.
Chief Economist Seth Beyer.
When you kind of look back on at least corn and beans in particular, those were right in the middle of trade expectations and not very far off of intentions either. So very much in line with both where we were at in March intentions for corn and beans and along with trade expectations.
Both winter and spring wheat planted acreage were reported close to industry expectations. Beyer says if there was a surprise within the acreage report,
we actually saw cotton area rise a little bit from March intentions, about 2.6%. And Texas, driver of that 2.6% overall nationally, moisture perhaps not for winter wheat, but for cotton, moisture has been supportive in cotton acres.
Van On and Company's Christy Van On.
You know, it actually was, I thought, kind of friendly, to be honest, but it didn't react that way to a degree. So it was a little bit of a struggle bus for these markets. And I think right now it's just, you know, in everyone's mentality, rain makes grain, and there has been no shortage of precipitation in a lot of areas. And so I just think it's been really hard for this market to do much with it because of that. So acres came in, to be honest, I mean, I wouldn't really call it friendly. I mean, you could kind of say that, but for the most part, it just came in dead on to expectations. Where you could be a little bit friendly is just the fact that even though it was dead on expectations, it was also in the fact of, you know, you had some people leaning towards, you know, seeing an increase in corn acres, and we didn't see that. And that just gave the market a breath of fresh air as far as worrying about a really, really large crop. When you put these acre numbers in with trend line yield, which are record yield, you are pegging out a carryout level that is really not big. And yeah. So I think eventually this market is going to wake up to it, because I do feel like it's going to be hard to get those trend line yields, which are records. But you know what? Now we're waiting until probably September to verify that. September is their first boots on the ground report. And so until we get there, I'm just worried that you're going to be stuck with that 181 and 52 and a half. Eventually, I think the markets will wake up. It's just a matter of finding that spark for it to be able to. And we just seem like we can't be able to do that. If we do continue to kind of bleed lower for December corn, that next level of support for us is 413. We're 425 and a half. And 10.07 for November beans, and we're 10.27. It does look like we have a nice stretch of some heat in some of these areas, but you're exactly right. It's behind, and we've lucked out the last 2 years with fantastic falls. But, you know, how many times do we really want to push our luck when it comes to that? So most places are behind on growing agreements to a degree. But, yeah, I mean, there's just so much season left. It is a story, but it's not a story that counts right now. It has been exactly that, but it's been Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, those areas. And, you know, honestly, North Dakota does matter when it comes to soybeans. There's a lot of soybeans grown in North Dakota. And so I think eventually, once again, the market will wake up to it. But right now you're in the camp of rain makes grain, and literally nothing else matters. I do think a trade deal would matter to this market. I think it could do something, but we have to hear some actual details about one of those before we can do anything.
And from Martinson Ag Risk Management, Randy Martinson.
You know, it really wasn't that bad. I mean, you know, when you look at the numbers, they were friendly to the corn on both the acres and the stocks, both coming in less than expected. Soybean acres less than expected, stocks a little bit more than anticipated. So that was kind of a neutral. They washed each other out. And then for wheat, we did see, you know, higher winter wheat acres, lower spring wheat acres, but a little bit higher stocks than anticipated. So it was a little more negative on the wheat side of things, but not big numbers to say the least. So, I mean, it was kind of a ho-hum day through most of it, but wheat kind of gave it up at the end.
So the potentially most volatile trading day of the year was kind of a non-event. Is the weather the same? Let's check the forecast now on Inside Agriculture.